One of the issues I know that you've been working on pretty diligently is the Lake Junaluska annexation. Why does that keep getting stalled up, despite what seems to have support from, you and it seems to be a bipartisan effort. Some of the people that I've talked to, I think it was Joe Sam Queen, have also been working on that and seem to be on board with it. Why is that not getting done?
Well, I'm really not sure, or else I would have been able to get it through. We have some people that have blocked it, and I'm getting sometimes incomplete answers and sometimes dishonest answers. I really don't have a dog in that fight, other than to me, it looks like it's an opportunity for self-determination, especially the bill that was introduced that I introduced this session, giving the voters in Lake Junaluska and the voters in Waynesville each side to decide on whether they wanted this annexation to go through. I'm not a resident there, and so again, I don't have a dog in the fight, but it appeared to me it'd be a good way of self-determination, and I thought that's what America was all about. But some people have blocked it at certain places, so I really don't have a good answer for you.
Okay. Speaking of sort of self-determination, some of the things that the legislature did that did rile some people up were taking away the vote for the Greensboro mayor, just making changes to Greensboro City Council, making changes to the Wake County Board of Commissioners. Were you in favor of those changes? And if so, why?
Well, I come from a local government perspective. I still believe, matter of fact, more now than ever, that the local government is the best government. If you are dissatisfied with what's going on at the local level, then you have an opportunity to change it at the local level. However, there are some times when local governments they abuse their power, and that's been evident in some places. And so I think that it behooves the state government. Again, I come from local government. I was a county commissioner in Macon County for 10 years, and it was very rewarding 10 years. I'm very comfortable with how the government was when I got there and how it was when we left. So I think we did some really good things. But and again, I believe the local government is the best government. But sometimes the state legislature has to step in when some things are being abused, and to also to ensure that everybody gets representation. If you have a county or a municipality that's dominated by one particular party or one ideology, then the other ones get left behind. And so by dividing municipalities or counties into certain districts, then it allows other people to have a voice. And I think that's what was attempted in those particular situations.